Welcome once again to The Business Side. I'm Alan Lytle. 2018 was a very good year for Visit Lex, the local convention and visitors bureau. And in fact, they've just completed their results for 2018 comprehensive report. And I've got Mary Quinn Raymer, the president of Visit Lex, on the line to give us some of the highlights of that report. Good morning, Mary Quinn.
Good morning, Alan. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So what is the big takeaway from this report?
I think that we can take away the wonderful fact that tourism continues to grow. We had another wonderful year in 2018. I think we're well poised for 2019. And some of our 2018 highlights were tremendous press coverage. We had a wonderful feature in the New York Times, and we also had a wonderful feature in the Washington Post. And then we just had tremendous reach in the digital media landscape with the many publications and websites where wonderful content about Lexington and visiting the city occurred. So we're delighted with the press coverage that we received last year. We also had growth in our average daily rate for our hotels, which is wonderful. It's a good indication of a strong and very steady economy. And as I mentioned, we are looking forward to 19. We broke ground on our convention center expansion project last fall. And if you've been past our convention center recently, you've probably noticed the demolition. So we are well on our way to realizing a dream of a brand new convention center. And that's fantastic for this community and the hospitality industry.
In 2018, you all opened up new headquarters in the remodeled courthouse, and you kind of have done an attendance figure on that, too.
Yes, we actually saw growth year over year. As you mentioned, we moved into the newly renovated courthouse square. It's been a fantastic move for us. We were able to increase our visitors through the door, and we also were able to increase retail sales. We love having the neighbors of Zim's and Thirsty Fox. It's been a great win-win for the restaurant and bar to be situated right across from the visitor center. And the response and feedback we've gotten from people coming in, both locals and people from all over the world, has been fantastic. I believe that we really do have a world-class visitor center for people to visit, and we're getting great feedback from them.
You guys are all the time sort of evaluating the message and how it's getting out. Did you change anything in the way of a marketing strategy this past year?
We have been just really focused for the last couple of years, as a matter of fact, on the brand of Lexington. And at Visit Lex, we have several key pillars that we focus on when we're spreading the news of the city. And obviously, some of those are going to be exactly what you would think: equine, bourbon. We have an amazing culinary scene that continues to proliferate in very exciting ways. This past year, we also added a really robust section devoted to arts and culture, as well as outdoor recreation. As you know, we live in a beautiful, beautiful part of the country, and people have really responded well to the opportunities to get out and about and enjoy the beautiful scenery that we have here in Central Kentucky. So we have really just zeroed in on those brand pillars for our marketing efforts, as well as our press efforts, and just been very aggressive in the way that we've gone after coverage and stories and developing that content with influencers from all over. So we're really pleased with the results that we've seen, and we'll certainly be continuing those efforts in 2019.
In your 2018 report, you've also included a new calculation for direct spending impact on rooms and the aforementioned media impressions. How did you arrive at that number, and what is that number?
We are really thrilled that this past year we were able to launch an economic impact calculator, and we worked in partnership with our national association to develop the formula for going about calculating economic impact. Oftentimes, meeting planners will ask us and will want to know, what does it mean for us to bring this convention to your city? And until this past year, we didn't have a great way to answer that question. We feel really comfortable with the formula. It takes a look at direct spend, so that includes what it is for your hotel, what an average is for food and beverage spend in a day, what registration to the conference costs. And so we use all of those different data points in a multiplier equation, and as a result are able to offer an overall economic impact for what it means to have a certain group in the city. that's great for us, and it's also great for the meeting planner to understand the value of that piece of business. So we're really thrilled that we have that tool in-house now and can utilize it not just on meetings and conventions, but if we ever wanted to use it for a special event, a festival, we've got the ability to do that.
All right, we're still in the first quarter of 2019. What are the short and long-term goals and things that you want to get done at Visit Lex that you haven't done yet?
Well, as you know, the hospitality industry continues to evolve, and we are very excited about the opening of new hotels. In downtown proper, we are going to be welcoming the City Center to completion in 2019, which has been long awaited and will be a wonderful project to have completed. We will have two new hotels down in that space, as well as a new restaurant. So that's exciting. As I mentioned, work is in earnest over at the Convention Center, and we will continue to see a very aggressive timeline in that project and getting that fully completed by the end of 2021. At Visit Lex, we are going to be working on a brand new website, which will be comprehensive. Right now we have visitlex.com and sharethelex.com, and we're going to be joining those two sites together, which should give us just all around a much stronger website presence, and we're excited about that. And then we're going to continue to do everything we can to drive, you know, convention, meeting, motor coach, and leisure business into the city. So a couple things coming down the pike, but I'm not quite at liberty to share those yet. We've got a couple of things in the next 2 weeks that we'll be announcing.
Okay, final question. If I were to just ask you to sum up 2018 in you know, a minute or less, you know, your thoughts on Visit Lex's performance in 2018, and how you feel about it.
I feel great about the momentum that we continue to have at Visit Lex. I think 2018 was a very solid year in terms of performance. I think the hospitality industry continues to have great excitement. And I think that moving forward, we will continue to build on that momentum. Our goal has been for Lexington to be considered in the same breath as a Charleston, a Savannah, Asheville, North Carolina, those types of places. And I think we are well on our way. It's just up to us to continue to drive that forward.
Our guest today on the business side has been Mary Quinn Raymer, president of Visit Lex. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Mary Quinn.
Thanks, Alan. You too.